Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Della Whitworth Field here in Childersburg for today's Area 8 softball tournament. Area tournament as the Thorsby Rebels get set to take on the B.B. Comer Tigers. And, of course, we're going to have all of the action for you today in this tournament as best we can. It'll be Thorsby, B.B. Comer, and Childersburg. Childersburg winning the regular season area title, so they will get the bye in the first round. They will play the winner of this game coming up between B.B. Comer and Thorsby. They are just about set to get things underway, so we will step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have first pitch action for you right here in the Area 8 tournament here in Childersburg. Stay tuned. We will have Thorsby and B.B. Comer coming up next.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
This is Childersburg High School Baseball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Hyundai and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you, and welcome back to Della Whitworth Field, where we're just about set to get things underway. Georgia Yoder will be leading things off for the B.B. Comer Tigers and Coach Jessica Owens. They will be facing Lexi Mattson, who's on the mound for the Thorsby Lady Rebels. And we are just about set to get underway. Good-looking day for high school softball. Lots of rain here last night. I got to thank this Childersburg Parks and Recreation crew, plus Coach Tim LaTask and Coach Cam Mazzell for getting this field ready, and, of course, Brad and all his staff. And there's a foul ball off the bat of Yoder for strike one. It'll be a three-team double elimination tournament today. So we will try and get you everything we can. There's ball one. And Mattson. There's a little ground squibbler out in front of home plate. It's going to be hard, and they'll never throw Yoder out. From third base, she's pretty quick, so she's on with a swinging bunt base hit, and that'll bring up Holly here, who bats second, batting in the left-handed box for Coach Jessica Owen. She takes strike one. 1-1 now on Holly with a runner on first. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. B.B. Comer and Thorsby. First baseman in almost to be able to touch, and Holly fouls one off behind the plate trying to bunt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Coach Johnny Johnson, the athletic director, back here behind us. Might try to get him on with me, but he... There's called strike three to Holly. So there's out number one for Thorsby here in the top half of inning number one. That'll bring up Kylie Harrison, batting third for Coach Owen. That's the first strikeout for Mattson. It's a ground ball right back to Mattson. She'll go to first, and that is in time for out number two. So runner moves down to second, being Yoder. But there are two outs in the inning for Lacey Liner, who will come to the plate. Sorry about that. Way high. I'm going to get by the catcher. It bounces back to her play at third. Not in time, as Yoder is going to get there sliding into third. So now she's at third with two outs. If it gets to her, Cody Curtis will bat next. Her dad, Terry Curtis, down in the third base box. Pop up. Will it stay in? It will, but nobody will get to it, and we'll do it again. And a 1-1 count on Liner. Two are out. Runner at third. Top of the first inning, B.B. Comer and Thorsby. No score. There's a pop fly just back of shortstop. That's going to be trouble. Oh, and a nice running catch. That was a nice catch over the head by Brooklyn Reeser out there at shortstop. So that'll do it for the B.B. Comer Tigers. We'll step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, Thorsby will be coming to the plate. No score in the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns. The official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field. Thorsby coming to the plate after a base hit by B.B. Comer and stranding a runner at third. There's no score here in the bottom of the first. In this Area 8 tournament, foul ball out of play off the bat of Brooklyn Reeser. She made a nice play to end the top half of the first inning. How many times do you see one come to the plate right after that? So she's leading things off, Coach Kincaid and the Lady Rebels. Good-looking day. It's going to get warm. So if you come out to the ballpark here, we'll be out here all day. These three teams in a double elimination tournament. There's a pop fly out in the right field, and it's going to fall in for a base hit. And Reeser is on with nobody out. Kind of bring up Brinley Giambroni, right fielder, and she'll be up there with Reeser at first. Just underway in the bottom of inning number one in game one. And as I mentioned, we'll be here all afternoon. Childersburg, the host team, winning the area tournament. That's foul ball off the bat of Giambroni getting into the stands. And Childersburg winning this area regular season, going 4-0, two games against Comer and two against the Thorsby Rebels. So they'll be playing here in just a little while. As a matter of fact, they will take on the winner of this game here. As we mentioned, of course, I was way down South Alabama right on the Florida line for Fayetteville and Florella the last 2 days. And unfortunately, as that ball comes across there, 1-1 now on Giambroni, Fayetteville ends their season in baseball at 21-12. And I'm telling you, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for many years. Coach Matt Collier and the Fayetteville Wolves, and nothing whatsoever to be ashamed of. Here's a great bunt, and they'll never throw Giambroni out. And now they'll be runners on first and second now after two base hits. That was a great bunt by Giambroni out in front of the plate, and it was just placed well enough to where nobody's going to get to it. So runners at first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of inning number one. And so late last night getting home, and I was unaware of how much rain had actually fallen in around the South Talladega County area. There was a lot of rain here at Della Whitworth Field, and they have worked feverishly to get this field ready. And there's ball one to Reagan Linfield, who's up there now. And this game was actually supposed to be played at 10 o'clock, but they had to move it back to 12 because of all the rain. She squared the bunt, and that ball was high as well, 2-0 now. On the mound in the circle for B.B. Comer today is Chloe Smith, so she's got to get a little thing together here. She's behind Linville, 2-0, and runners at first and second with nobody out. That's ball outside in the dirt, and that's 3-0. But a lot of rain had fallen here, and they did a great job getting this thing out. Tim Latas has been, he probably was out here at daybreak, and as well as a long time last evening. So there's a strike right across the plate from Smith. 3-1 now. K.J. McCurley will be joining me here in a little bit as Childersburg will take this field to take on the winner of this game. Popped up right back my way. Actually is not going to get to me. So it'll be 3-2 now. Good cut, though, by Linville. And that is going to be ball four. And now the bases will be loaded for cleanup hitter Tamara Hinton. So Hinton will be up there with the bases loaded and nobody out. And she rips one to left center field. And that one's going to get almost into the gap. Two runs will score. And then quickly the Rebels are out on top here in the bottom of the first inning, as it is 2-0, and runners now at first and second with still nobody out. Now, that was a great play out there in center field to get that ball back in. Three hits now by Thorsby here in the bottom of the first, and the next batter takes a strike, and that is Celeste Gutierrez. And she takes another strike, 0-2 now. So 2-0 Rebels here early. That one hit her. That'll bring up Candace Parker with the bases loaded now. And she swings and misses at strike one. So Comer in a lot of soup here as we begin this bottom of the first inning. Here's a ball, 1-1 now to Parker. There's a line ball down the right field line, a diving attempt, no good. It'll roll all the way past. One run, two runs in, three runs are going to score. This could be an inside-the-park home run, and it is. An inside-the-park grand slam by Candace Parker. And all of a sudden, the Rebels have exploded for six here in the first inning, and still nobody out. And nothing really that B.B. Comer could do there. That was hit right down the right field line. And a great effort out there, but nothing behind. When that ball got by the right fielder, it rolled all the way into the corner. And I tell you, Parker can fly. And she did. And now Addie Wood steps up there with the bases empty, but six runs are in. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Thorsby ringing it up. There's a ground ball. That'll be out, number one, as that's a nice play over there at first by Lacey Liner to grab that ball and get it out. So out number one here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up Gracie. And I hope I pronounce her name right, if it's either Hewins or Hudgens. I think it's Hewins. And she'll be up there one out, nobody on. Takes ball one, 1-0. Good crowd already on hand here. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Good pitch by Chloe Smith. And it's evened up to count it. One ball and one strike. One out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first. And Thorsby already with six runs here. Foul back my way. And that'll be 1-2. As I mentioned, the home standing Childersburg Tigers will take the winner of this game right after this game. We'll be having softball all day long. Loser's bracket, winner's bracket. And there's a line drive out into center field. That'll fall in for a base hit for Hewins. And now that'll bring up the pitcher, Lexi Mattson. So already the Rebels with one out to the ninth spot in the order here. So far, that is the, let's see, one, two, three. That is the fifth hit of the game. And there's a ground ball to second. It's going to get by the second baseman. Can they get the girl at third? They cannot. Throw was not ready. So now going down to second will be Mattson. And runners will be at second and third now with only one out. We'll go back to the top of the order in Brooklyn Reeser, who got to hit her first time. She takes ball one. So things going kind of ominously for the B.B. Comer, Lady Tigers so far, down 6-0. That one almost got Brooklyn Reeser inside, and it's 1-0. Line drive, base hit out into right field. One run is going to come in, and here comes another run. Throw will come home, not in time. That'll allow Reeser to go to second base. And it is now 8-0 in the first inning. It's just the Rebels have come with bats today so far and have hit this B.B. Comer Tiger pitching, which is very young. Still only one out in the inning. And here comes Brinley Giambroni, who got a swinging bunt hit her first time. Good, as Coach Shearer out here with setting in, and you got area tournament coming up Monday, right? You want to get on with me? Unload that thing and get on there with me. I'll get him with some commentating here, the Fayetteville head coach. I'm glad you're here, because that's ball one and two now to Giambroni. As we're down at Florella, Jacob and I, Thursday and yesterday, and now softball. And people asked me yesterday, that one's high, 2-2. You got to love ball, and I do. And we're going to be, of course, I know you guys got a pretty good chance of making it to the regional as well, don't you?
We do. The plan is to go play this area tournament on Monday and come out at first or second and go play in Montgomery the next week.
Thorsby will get a base hit with Giambroni. They'll score Reeser from second. It is now 9-0. They have gotten 8 hits in this first inning. And you're very familiar with the Thorsby Rebels as well.
Yes, we are. We actually played Brooklyn, their head coach. We actually played her dad at Shelby County twice this year as well. We played Thorsby once. We couldn't get the second game in because of some weather, and then we couldn't get together on a makeup day. But, yeah, Brooklyn's a really good coach. She played some college ball. She usually has her teams wrapped up pretty good. And, you know, her dad coached Lee Holly when Lee Holly was in high school.
Yeah, and, of course, yesterday Lee Holly was on the phone with me as Fayetteville was playing the whole time. So she and I were texting back and forth. And I do not have a name for this pitcher. Maybe you know who she is.
I do not know this one.
And I will do my best to try and get that for you here in just a little bit, as B.B. Comer's going to make a pitching change. Thorsby has come in here and really just hit the ball here in the first inning. Still only one out. Actually, they say there's two outs. There's actually still only one out. And B.B. Comer down 9-0 here. I was going to see if I could find out. I believe that's Aaliyah Wells pitching for B.B. Comer, so I'll try and get that information to you and get it correct. So you got to go to Woodland on Monday.
We do.
And what time is your first game?
We're going to play at 9 a.m. is our first game. Oof. And then if we come out in that one on top, then we play immediately after at 11. That coach actually has a rec field and their school field pretty close to each other, so we're going to play on both fields to try to knock it out.
And, you know, I think Sylacauga is doing that as well here in town, as Jeremy Law and his crew will have, as that's a ball to Linville. But Sylacauga's got a four-team area as well with Shelby County. There's a long fly ball going foul. Shelby County, Clay, and Briarwood will be in Sylacauga on Monday. They'll play over at Pinecrest Park. Sylacauga will, but they're also using another field, and I think it may be out at Donald Comer Complex.
Okay.
Or either Comer's Field, I tell you. Y'all had a chance to play at B.B. Comer's Field.
We did.
And what a great place, that new field over there.
That's a great facility. I'm kind of jealous, actually.
Well, you guys have got good facilities now at Fayetteville as well. One ball and two strikes now on Linville. And there is a called strike three. Or actually, they'll say it's two, but I thought there was two strikes already. But runner at first, only one out.
I thought she had two foul balls.
I did, too. And there's a line drive over to the third baseman's head. It'll get in for another hit. And I tell you, these Thorsby Lady Rebels, they were out in the hitting facility out there just a little while ago before about the time I got here, and it paid dividends. They're hitting the ball. And they'll bring up Tamara Hinton, who got a hit her first time. And
if I'm not mistaken, that's one of their JV pitchers, too.
Yes. So you just hear watching today?
Yeah, you know, this is ball season.
Absolutely.
If you're a ball player and you like softball and you like baseball, this is better than Christmas.
You're right. Listen, that's why people was asking me, said, how many games have you done this week? And I had to go back and count, but I love it. I mean, it's and of course, KJ will be here to help me do Childersburg's games, but you played all three of these teams this year. Talk about this area and who you think is Childersburg, and that's a foul ball off the bat of Hinton, 0-1. Is Childersburg expecting, would you expect them to win this tournament?
You know, Thorsby's a tough little team. They're kind of young. They lost their big pitcher last year, and I think she's pitching at Southern Union this year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a well-coached team. They did not make a bunch of mistakes against us. We beat them 1-0, and it was a dogfight the whole time. Now, with that being said, Childersburg has a lot of hitters. Most of their lineups going to hit you up and down. They hit my best pitcher pretty much every time we played them. And Comer didn't do a terrible job hitting against us either. We made some mistakes against Comer and Childersburg that we didn't make against Thorsby. But as far as this three-team area, all of these teams are pretty solid. If I had to make a pick, since you're probably going to make me do that.
Yeah, I put you on the spot, and I didn't mean to do that. Really just wanted to get your thoughts on these three teams.
Yeah, I think if I had to make a pick, I would think that Childersburg would come out. But, you know, the top two go.
Yeah.
If I had to make that pick, I would almost think it would be
Childersburg and Thorsby.
Yeah.
And in this game right here, it's looking that way as Thorsby just got another hit, and here comes one that's probably going to fall in. Is that foul? It's going to be right foul off the bat of Celeste Gutierrez, but they got another hit with Reagan Linville, with Hinton, which scored Giambroni. Linville down at second, so still runners at first and second, only one out. It is now 10-0. Thorsby looking good here in this first game, and that one's a ball to Gutierrez. Now, let's talk about your team.
Sure.
The Fayetteville Lady Wolves, I've had the opportunity to broadcast two or three of y'all's games, and I tell you one thing, and I've always said this, I love kids that you can tell they loved how to compete.
Yes.
And Lauren Cook knows how to compete.
She's a competitor for sure. And, you know, her and Taylor Hammonds are probably my two leaders this year. And I've got some younger leaders that are stepping up and trying to step into that role. And I'm going to tell you who surprised me this year was Emma Payne.
Yeah.
She stepped out as a big-time leader, and I call her my mama hen. She keeps my dugout squared away. She makes my girls keep their energy up in the dugout. And we missed her the other night, actually, when we played in Sylacauga. She's been sick the last couple of days, and I'm hoping that she's able to come back. And if she can't play on Monday, I hope she's at least able to come travel and sit in the dugout and be part of our team. But, yeah, Lauren Cook is a serious competitor. She does not like to lose.
No.
And she does not like when mistakes are made. And she holds people accountable around her, which is a great thing.
That last double by Gutierrez, who now has a walk-in double, and this young lady here, Cadence Parker, had an inside-the-park grand slam just a few minutes ago. She hit it down the right field line, and she can motor, and she swings and misses a strike one. So runners at second and third now. It's now 11-0. Still only one out in the inning. But you were talking about those kids, and there's a ground ball. Can they get her out? They can. Shortstop to first in time. And that is out number two here in the first inning. Coach Shearer, we talk about Lauren Cook, and you mentioned Taylor Hammond. And
yes,
I'm going to tell you, all those Hammonds kids, Arby and I are great friends, and I'm just going to go on and tell you they're competitors too.
Yes, they are.
Emma Pate, as you mentioned. You've got some kids that just want to come to the field and play.
100%. And they have gotten better and better this year. And the game we played the other night against Sylacauga was night and day from the first time we played them.
And talk about that game, because you guys come up with a big win.
Sure. So, you know, we played them twice this year. We played them at our place and beat them 8-7 in the last inning. And then that was, to be honest with you, that Emma Pate actually had the game-winning hit. And she had her a little walk-off single that scored a run, and that put us up 8-7 on them in the first game. And then this last game the other night, Lauren came in, and she was – dominant.
This was last Thursday night while the baseball team was down at Florella.
That's right.
We were keeping up with it, and then, of course, talking with Coach John Limbaugh, the athletic director, and there's a ground ball to second. And B.B. Comer will finally get out of this first inning. I'll keep it right here and talk with Coach Shearer because I know he may have to go here in a little bit. But Coach Limbaugh had the golf team winning Thursday at Westminster, I think.
That's
they beat. And so lots of things happened. I hated that Coach Collier and the boys couldn't pull out that game three yesterday. But I'm going to tell you this, and I've said this and I'm going to say it again. Some of them may be listening actually today. We made a lot of great friends down at Florella, and their coaching staff and community absolutely embraced us, as well as the Fayetteville boys and Coach Zessen and his staff, and their whole community were just great to us. And I hated that we ended, but I'm going to tell you one thing. That Fayetteville baseball program in the next couple of years, you're not going to want to face them.
No, it's going to be bad for some folks, that's for sure. And I was actually talking to my wife about that yesterday. My son plays on the JH and JV teams.
Okay.
And you know, that team is stacked.
Oh yeah.
They're coming with some kids that are going to be able to play, and they're going to be able to play at a high level for a long time. And Coach Collier is getting that thing squared away. And I was actually surprised after they won that second game, they didn't come back and win that third.
Yeah, you know, yesterday was that third game. It just seemed like that Florella got the hits when they had people on base, and we didn't for the first four or five innings. And that was – you got to give them credit. I mean, they got three really good pitchers, and they'll be able to compete going on into the quarterfinals now. But I'm going to tell you this. It's just Coach Collier – I've been knowing all those guys so long, and people like Mario Hernandez, who are just want to help.
That's right.
Got a kid that plays, but you know what? He just wants to help the program. Just good people, and of course, Mark Northcutt. You know, you helped them with football and everything.
Right.
Just great friend. But Coach Collier, I'm gonna tell you this: I watched him grow up. This is how long I've been doing this. Called his games at Sylacauga many years. Great athlete, great coach, but just an even better person.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Does anything he can to help anybody he can help.
Yep. Here's Cody Curtis up at the plate, and she takes ball one.
Now, this is Comer's best ball player.
Yeah. She's up there, and Mattson delivers ball two. This is Curtis, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think I had the wrong number. She's up there. Takes ball three. That is Cody.
Yeah, there you can hear him yelling it from the dugout.
And, you know, Coach Jessica Owen, she played college softball.
Right.
She's the daughter of a good friend of mine, Chris Roberts, and we grew up together and played ball together, and there's ball four. And the second base runner for B.B. Comer. They're trailing 12 nothing here. And we're in the top of the second inning. Thorsby just had a hitting barrage in the bottom of the first. But she's got a lot of young kids, does Jessica, on this B.B. Comer team.
Now,
if they will work hard and listen, and I know they will, this Comer team will be a lot better in days ahead.
I think so. They're night and day just from last year, and they've got a lot of the same kids. I don't think they lost anybody, to be honest with you. They played us a lot harder this year than they played us last year. They actually ended up beating us in the Childersburg tournament this year at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Here's Sydney Cooper up there with a 1-1 count as Mattson in the circle deals with her. There's a skyrocketed pop fly out to second base is going to be put away. Nice catch by the second baseman, and that'll be out number one here in the top of the second inning. Runner at first, Cody Curtis had to stay put, and that'll bring up Haley Tyler for B.B. Comer.
But, yeah, you talked about Jessica. She played some college ball. She's a pretty good coach. She's going to have this team squared away real soon. They're getting better and better every time, too. So there's going to be a lot of good softball played in this area in the next few years.
And, you know, you were talking about defeating Sylacauga. Let me tell you something about my buddy, Coach Chad Wilkinson. You've been knowing him a long time. When you're in there's a ball two on Tyler, and, boy, a head slide into second is a stolen base for – Cody Curtis. But I'm going to tell you, when you play in an area with Shelby County, Briarwood, and Clay Central, and you come out as the area champion, hats off to him. They've lost some games this year, but they won the ones that counted.
That's right. That's right.
And he's got some girls that are just greedy. I'm talking about both of those Harshberger girls.
Yes.
If I was a pitcher, I'd hate to see them come to the plate. But Chad's done a great job with that program, athletic director at Sylacauga, and they're gonna have a good time Monday too.
Yes, certainly will. Certainly will. We played them the other night, and Pruitt was out. She's injured right now, so that was a boost for us. And I hate to say that, but it really was, because we didn't have to worry about her batting a lot.
Right. Here's a base on balls to Tyler, and that will bring up Natalie Price in the lineup with runners at first and second now, and only one out. Comer with a chance to score here, and there's a high fly ball by Tyler. Will the left fielder put it away? She will. That's Hinton out there, so that's out number two. And that'll bring up Cook in the order. And we were talking about your Cook, Lauren Cook. Last year I watched her, and if I'm not mistaken, it was in the county tournament. There's a line shot to the first baseman. What a play. She knocked it down and stepped on the bag and got the out. I was talking about Lauren Cook, and if you're listening to us, we are covering Thorsby and B.B. Comer, first round of the area tournament. Here is 12-0 Thorsby as we go to the bottom of the second. And Coach Shearer from Fayetteville, gracious enough to step in here and talk with me. And I wanted to talk about Lauren Cook last year, and I want to say it was in the area – I mean, not the area tournament, the county tournament. She took a line drive off the top of the head. Was that there?
I think it was.
And I just knew. I said, oh, my God, she's got to be hurt. And she dusted herself off and just kept playing and kept pitching.
Oh, yeah, she's a tough kid. Thank God for those masks, too.
Yes.
If it hadn't have been for that, it probably would have been really bad.
And can you – how long have they been – that's a rule in high school softball now, but it hadn't been too awful long ago that they implemented that, because I can remember when third baseman and first baseman didn't have to wear them.
Yeah, I know we've played a couple teams where they don't wear them.
Wow.
But like my girls – I tell them, I said, if you're going to play the infield, you probably need to wear a mask. And it's not that I'm trying to be mean about it or anything else.
No.
But if you're going to get in there and you pull your head and you're prone to turning your head when you don't have one on, you're going to get hurt even more turning your head and getting popped in the face without a mask than you ever will if you get hit with a mask.
Well, so. And I'm going to say this too. There's a lot of players as Thorsby's going to come to the plate with Hewins, who had a single and scored her first time. Let me tell you this. There's a lot of players now that will square the bunt, and then they will draw the bat back and hit. And if that third baseman is charging with a right-handed batter and they draw back and hit a line drive, you better have that mask on.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And there's a called strike now
there,
on
there aren't Hewins. Very many Pete Roses running around,
no.
Especially at the high school level.
And you don't want to see any of these. I mean, people have to remember, these are kids.
That's right.
These are teenagers.
Yes.
And they're not professional athletes. There's a long fly ball out in the left field.
Oh, she almost glove, that one.
Yeah, it was off the glove of the left fielder for B.B. Comer. So standing in at second will be Hewins with nobody out. But you're right. I mean, these are not professional athletes. No. They're teenagers, and we have to remind ourselves of that many, many times, especially like on the football field.
That's right.
And I know you guys down at Fayetteville, as well as Sylacauga, Chillsburg, Comer, everywhere, the number one priority, and there's a strike to Lexi Mattson, the number one priority for any sport is to make sure these kids are safe.
Yes, yes. And we go through a lot of times for practices. I've got girls, their arms may be hurting and stuff like that, so we'll take it easy at practice a couple of days. Or if they get hit with a ball, we'll do things to kind of facilitate them getting healthy so that we can go play.
Wow, there was a ground ball to shortstop, and there's a prime example right there of why they wear those helmets.
That's right.
Shortstop goes to first in time for out number one. The runner at second, Hewins, run over to third, and the throw back to third hit her right in the top of the head. And that's why you wear those helmets. So now we'll go back to the top of the order, and Brooklyn Reeser with a 12-0 lead, and in the bottom of the second with one out here and a runner at third. She takes ball one. So what's your plan going into? I know you don't want to give away secrets or anything, but your plan going into Monday, because I know Lauren Cook is your ace in the circle. Okay,
she is.
But in a tournament-style setting, there's a long fly ball to center field, and that will sacrifice run home for Hewen just now, 13-0. But you got to have some other pitchers. So
yes.
Talk about how you handle tournament settings.
Well, so I've got Mackenzie Feltes. I've got Henley McGinnis, who couldn't pitch at the beginning of the year because her arm wasn't healthy. And then I've got a couple pitchers I'm trying to develop behind those three, the ones you mentioned, Cook and Feltes and McGinnis. I actually threw McGinnis against Wadley when we played Wadley there. She did really well. And I'm either going to pitch her or Feltes against Wadley in the first game. My plan is to try to save Cook for Woodland because the chances are that we will see them in our second game.
Right.
Unless something catastrophic happens, right? And
yeah.
I don't mean to disparage any of the other teams there, but
no. You got to do what's best for your team.
That's right. That's right.
There's a excuse me. Let me tell you. There's a fly ball to the second baseman for Comer that will end the inning. The Thorsby gets one run, makes it 13-0. We'll keep talking. Go ahead, Coach Scherer. I know you're talking about your area tournament coming up on Monday.
That's right. So we're no, thank you. So that's the plan right now, pitching wise. My defensive set is pretty solid right now. With Emma Pate being out, I don't have a seasoned right fielder.
Now, will she be back?
That's what we're hoping. She had pneumonia. She got diagnosed on Tuesday. And they, you know, she went to the doctor, got a shot. They gave her some antibiotics. The hope is that she's going to be healthy and ready to go on Monday. If not, then I've got Madison Woods, and I've also got Kendall Collier that can step in that position. Madison's played a little more outfield than Kendall. Kendall was a first baseman that got hurt at the beginning of the year, but she played some outfield last year with the summer program that she played with. So we're trying to get people in that we know can produce at the plate, or we hope can produce at the plate, let me say it that way, and can still be solid wherever we put them. Most of the rest of my defense is pretty solid. We have gone from making 3, 4, 5, 6 errors a game to the last couple games we've probably made 2. So our team ought to be solid going in, and we played Woodland pretty hard the last time we played them at home and almost pulled it out on them. We just had a couple of mishaps that cost us that game. But
let me ask you this, too. Talk about your staff.
Sure. So this year, I have Jacob Epperson, I have Ashley Jones, and I've got Steve Platt that are all helping. And, you know, in a small 1A setting, we don't really have a ton of certified staff to help.
Yeah.
So they're all parents that are helping. But Jacob has done a great job on the defensive part of the infield. Steve and Ashley have really done a great job in the outfield. We started implementing some new drills that we can put in and that we work hard at practice. Jacob is really good at making sure that my infielders get their everydays done and do them correctly. And it's paid dividends. Our defense is much better this year than it was last year, and that's not taking anything away from my girls that I had last year. But we have girls that know what to do with a softball. They typically don't run around like chickens with their heads cut off anymore. They are starting to be more solid. And we had an inning against Sylacauga the other night where we had a couple of bad throws and some things happened and Sylacauga scored on us, but we didn't kick the ball around as bad as we would have 6 weeks ago.
Right.
And that's really due to the work that my kids have put in and my coaches facilitating that work.
Here's Georgia Yoder for B.B. Comer leading off the third inning, and she'll ground out to the pitcher, Mattson, making a good play on that one. Well, you know, at a 1A school, as you talked about, we talked about it with Coach Collier's baseball team and as well, you've got to have that help that is what we call volunteer, but it's certainly not volunteer time. It's a lot of time and not a lot of notoriety, and you don't get a lot of prestige from it, and you
That's
certainly
right.
don't get no money.
That's right.
But you got to have those at a 1A. You really need them at all levels.
That's right.
But, and I can remember, I'll tell you this, years and years ago, many years ago, I used to call Mountain Brook football. And that was back when they were just 6, everything was 6A. And they were in the same area with Hoover. And during those years of the runs that they put on at Hoover with Coach Rush Probst, I broadcast a lot of those games. They had six paid coaches on that team. And, I mean, but they might have had 20 on the sideline.
That's right.
And it showed dividends, but, yeah, you know, that's just what you got to have. And there's a strikeout of Holly for out number two. We're talking with Coach Shearer of the Fayetteville Wolves, head softball coach there, as they get ready for their area tournament on Monday as they go to Woodland. How long does it take to get to Woodland?
It's going to be right at 2 hours. It's a little hype, but they've got a new field there. It's a really nice facility. We played there earlier in the year, and it's going to be a good day. I think we have a really good shot at coming out first in that area tournament, which would bode well for us in when we get to Montgomery. So that's what we're all hoping for. That's what we're planning for. And if worse comes to worse, we plan on being no less than second. So
I told my girls a couple
weeks ago, I'm going to drag them to the playoffs kicking and screaming if I have to.
Hey, that's what you got to do. Kylie Harrison just missed a double. Two outs, nobody on for B.B. Comer, and she's got a 2-1 count on her. You know, it's not funny, but, you know, the week before in the baseball playoffs, you know, Coach Collier, yeah, he made the bet with his team that if they won by 10 runs or more against Keith, that he'd dye his hair white. Well,
that's right.
Everybody on the team did.
That's right.
And it was a really fun thing to watch. And when I went to interview Coach Collier a couple of days after those Keith victories, I looked, I seen him from a distance. I said, did he shave his head? And then as I got closer, no, he actually dyed it. And doing things like that with your kids just means so much more to them.
Yes, yes. And it helps create that team, and it helps create that family environment that we all need. And, you know, a lot of people outside looking in, they don't understand, you know, especially in the 1A level, and not to take anything away from the other schools or the other levels, but if you can create a team environment at the 1A level with as few athletes as we typically have to choose from, that's huge.
Well, and as Kylie Harrison does get a base hit to right field, so she's on with two outs for B.B. Comer. Down 13-0 here as we're talking with head softball coach from the Fayetteville Wolves, Coach Shearer. And, you know, as Lacey Liner takes a ball, I've talked about this so many times till I'm about blue in the face with it, but you talk about 1A ball and at different levels. Private school ball, I don't care whether it's football, softball, I don't care if it's golf. It has really made things, especially at the lower 1, 2, and 3A levels, communities like Childersburg, like Vincent, your Fayettevilles. It is really hard to, as there's a swing and a miss and a stolen base by. Did she get her out? I guess they did. They call her out at second base.
Yeah, strike them out, throw them out.
But nevertheless, it's hard enough to win a championship at any level and at any sport. But when you start being able to recruit players to get, you know, what you want, what you need and things of that nature, it makes it even double hard. And wait a minute, I'm trying to get a ruling on this. I think they called her out at second base, so that'll allow Lacey Liner maybe to get back up at the plate next inning. But correct me if I'm wrong. I've been a little confused on some of the run rules and everything in softball and in the area tournament. If you're up 15 after three, will they call it?
They are supposed to.
Okay.
And
so
then it's the 15 after three, the 10 after four, and the 8 after five.
So 8 after five?
Yes.
Okay. 10 after four?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up because I've been in some situations. And not to say that Comer's going to lose this game, but they're down 13-0 and – bottom of the third inning, and you've got 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up for Thorsby. If they score two runs, this game should be over with. But next game's going to be Childersburg, and looks like Thorsby. We've talked about that, but I want to talk a little bit about something with you that we talked about Coach Collier and their baseball program and just – how he is really, you know, Coach Morris Phillips had a very good baseball program at Fayetteville, and don't want to take anything away from him, but Coach Collier's kind of come in and just not only, you know, revitalized that, but kind of taking it to another level.
Yes.
And they're going to be around for a while, but I want to talk about Coach Limbaugh. The football program has not won games like they would have liked. But I'm here to tell you, when you play people like Wadley and you play people, these private schools at 1A level sometimes, and you play your B.B. Comers, you know, B.B. Comer was in the same area with Fayetteville for 4 years.
That's right.
And look at what they all the way to the state championship game and to the semifinals.
That's right.
I want to ask you about Coach Limbaugh because he's the longest tenured coach in Talladega County. A lot of people don't realize that. As Reagan Linville is up at the plate, she has walked and singled and scored twice, and she's got a 1-1 count on her as Thorsby leads things off here in the bottom of the third inning. But talk about your athletic director and sure. and how, what he is to you.
So Coach Limbaugh is probably the greatest man that I know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've been one of his assistant coaches for football for a couple of years, and I coached the JV team, and I'm actually going to step away from that this year so that I can finish school. But nevertheless, Coach Limbaugh is probably the greatest man that I've ever met. He does everything he can to take care of those kids.
Yep.
He does everything he can to lead those kids in the direction that we're supposed to, and without getting too biblical. And he'll be the first one to tell you his job as in life as not only a pastor mm-hmm. but also a Christian is to lead these kids to God.
Yep.
And he everything
totally
he
agree.
Does, everything he does facilitates that.
Now, he does things the right way.
100%. And I actually had a conversation with some parents a few weeks ago, and they were kind of grumbling, you know. And I told them, I said, look. I said, there's two ways that this can happen. I said, if Coach Limbaugh does leave and we bring in somebody whose ultimate goal is to win, which don't get me wrong, we're all coaches, right?
That's y'all want to win. Is.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's natural.
And I'm going to tell you, there's nobody at that school that wants to win more than John Limbaugh.
Absolutely, and that's what I was getting to. I mean,
and he'll tell you that, and he'll look, it's not very often you see him get emotional, but last season, you know, we had really high hopes. And there were some games that we'd go into the locker room and go into the coach's office, and it'd be me, him, and maybe one other coach, and he'd be talking, and he'd get really emotional about the way the season ended up. Like he it hurt him, and it hurt his heart.
Right.
Not for him, right?
For the kids and the school and the community.
That's exactly right.
And I'm gonna say this too, talking about Coach Limbaugh, is here's a high fly ball to center field by Thorsby, and it'll be put away out there for out number one. I'm going to say this too. At the 1A level, you know, Fayetteville will run at the most 30 to 35 kids out on the football field.
Yes.
Well, when you have your five best football players that are playing both ways, mind you, that have season-ending injuries.
That's right.
It not only makes it hard, I mean, it's almost, you know, just an impossible task to ask in the sport of football, you know. But he is there's a line drive base hit. Oh, are they going to call that foul?
Yeah, I thought that just was missed the line.
Okay. You know me and my old eyes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, it didn't miss by much.
But that's off the bat of Gutierrez. She's already walked and singled. But anyway, we're talking about Coach John Limbaugh, the athletic director, and, you know, who knows when he's going to be ready to hang it up, but to be honest with you, me personally, as there's a foul ball 0-2 now in Gutierrez, I think he has coached well enough and long enough that when he's ready to say, I'm done coaching football, it should be left up to him and not anybody else.
I don't disagree with that. Especially, and going back to the conversation I told you I had, I told him, I said, you know, we can get somebody here that wants to win, and they're going to win at all costs. I said, but then what does that cost us for our kids and our community?
Absolutely.
Do we want that person that comes in and says, well, we're going to win, and we do win, but We're not in the business of molding men, or we're not in the business of molding women, and we're not in the business of doing those types of things. Which is, I mean, ultimately, that's part of our job as coaches and teachers.
Yes, and I'm gonna tell you this too. You made mention he wants to win worse than anybody here and 100%. Anybody at Fayetteville, but you want to make those young men and women better fathers,
yes,
better mothers, better students. You know, better employees.
Absolutely.
Some of those kids down there at the school, Coach Scherer, they might not want to go to college.
Right.
They may want to go right into the work field, and that's okay. But you want to make them better at whatever they want to do.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, Coach Limbaugh is first class when it comes to that.
I 100% agree.
Here is Cadence Parker, who she had a inside the park grand slam couple of innings ago. As we're playing in the bottom of the third inning, it is 13-0 Thorsby. And
she got that one.
She hit another one out to right field, and this one's going to be put away by B.B. Comer, so that'll be out number three here. As we are talking with Coach Winchester Shearer here of the Fayetteville Wolves, and you know, it's been a long season, softball and baseball, because I'm going to tell you, it's getting hot out here today.
That's right.
And I can remember when these games started in February, buddy, I've always said this. I have never been as cold calling a football game as I had an early season baseball or softball game.
Oh, 100%.
I tell you, in February, when it gets dark, it gets cold.
That's right.
Now, I have been to some long playoff games in the playoffs with football where I have been cold. I can remember one year with B.B. Comer many, many years ago. I went down to Lynette, Jimmy Dale Abrams, and I, and we were sitting on top of press box, and it started sleeting.
Oh, yeah.
And I was cold. But there are baseball and softball games in February where you better be prepared.
That's right. And, you know, especially in the South,
yeah,
in Alabama and Mississippi. I grew up in Mississippi, so I can speak on that. It's rough. I mean, February, it might be 55 or 60 degrees during the day and feel great.
Yeah.
But as soon as that sun drops,
oh yeah,
it's going to be 40 degrees quick. And 40 degrees and you not being the one playing, even if you're just standing over there coaching, it still gets pretty bitter.
Well, we've been talking with the head softball coach of the Fayetteville Wolves as they get ready to go into their area tournament on Monday over at Woodland. And Mattson will go back into the circle for a fourth inning of work. And correct me if I'm wrong, if they get oh, my goodness, I got the man. I may have to get him on here in a little bit. But if they get B.B. Comer out here, this game should be ended, correct?
No, they need two more for that to happen. So
even though this is the fourth inning?
Oh, yeah, well, technically it is four, so yeah.
Okay.
Top of four. That's what I get for talking about.
Well, no, that's fine. No, you know more than I do, trust me.
Theoretically, if they get three outs here, then yes, it should be called.
And I will correct what happened to B.B. Comer at the end of their third inning. That was an out at second base, not a strikeout, because Lacey Liner just come up, and she will ground out to second base here, and that's out number one here. As that'll bring up Cody Curtis, and I really enjoy getting to talk with you, and we're going to hopefully cover Fayetteville, especially if you get to the region, and with all indications, you should. Hopefully you will.
Yeah.
You got your girls primed, and so did you practice yesterday?
We did not. I gave them the day off, especially with the playoff game. You know, I've got several girls who are involved in baseball one way or another. So some of them went down there, I think. And then we are going to practice tomorrow. Tomorrow evening we're going to get some batting in and do some infield work so that we'll be ready for Monday morning. And, you know, We're going to have them as ready as we can have them, and hopefully they show up and they're high energy and they're ready to go. Because once my girls decide that they want to play, it's hard to beat them.
Absolutely. Two outs now. There's a fly out in foul territory by Cody Curtis, and that'll bring up Sidney Cooper. And B.B. Comer down to their last out here in game one. There's ball one from Mattson. talking with Coach Shearer as they get ready to go over and take on that. You will take on who in for Winterboro or Wadley?
We play Wadley first.
Okay.
And Woodland will play Winterboro first.
Okay.
That's we're the two and Wadley's the three.
Okay.
Woodland's the one and Winterboro's the four.
How did you do against Wadley in the two games in the regular season?
We run ruled them at home 15-0 and we run ruled them at their place 13-0.
So hopefully things can go that way for Fayetteville's girls. You know, I talked about Wadley. You know, they go on and win the state, you know, football
That's
championship.
Right.
And when you're playing against people like that, it's hard.
You know, I was talking about that the other day when we actually went and played Wadley at their place. Some of my parents were asking, you know, hey, didn't they win the state in football? And I said, yeah. I said, we were on the train tracks when they came through. I said, they played that game at state. I said, and it was ridiculous. Like they won that game. If I remember right, they won that game by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and you know everybody wants to talk about that big cat, that running back and linebacker, and he's going to be back again next
yes,
year.
Yes, he is. And I'm going to tell you what, he's got a younger brother that's a stud too.
Yeah.
We played his younger brother on JV. And you're talking about a kid that's last year was probably 6'1", 6'2", probably weighed 215 pounds. And as far as just natural instincts as a linebacker, he's one of the best kids I've seen at the high school level.
Well, there is out number three, a line drive to shortstop, which should end this ball game, and that's the final out for B.B. Comer. And Thorsby should win this game 13-0. And
they ain't called it.
Well, they certainly hadn't. I would think that it would be, but B.B. Comer coming out of the dugout. We'll hold on and see what they say here. And it looks like B.B. Comer's going out in the field again.
So.
Bottom of the fourth inning now and 13-0.
That's interesting.
And that's why I was wondering, is it different for area tournament play? I wouldn't think so.
Area games, you typically play the same rules you play as an area tournament. So.
Yep.
But as you know, the only difference between area and non-area is you don't do international tiebreakers in area.
Right. Well, so that'll bring up Thorsby before the bottom of the fourth inning. They'll have 7, 8, 9 coming up, and they lead it 13-0. Talking with Coach Shearer, the head softball coach at Fayetteville, and we'll get back to our spot. Plenty of time for all of our sponsors today. I want to thank them first of all, and I got to ask you, that's something else you talked about, your staff and everything, but you got to go out and sell sponsorships.
Yes.
For your softball too. Talk about some of those.
Yeah, so we have a ton of sponsors. My girls do a really great job of fundraising with signs.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually just put out a Facebook post yesterday thanking all of our sponsors, and if I remember right, we sold 45 signs.
Wow.
22 of them were new, and not all of them bought signs. Some of them bought media sponsorships and stuff like that to go on the Facebook posts and that kind of thing. But some of our bigger sponsors, we have like the Union of Equipment Operators, Pathway Pediatrics, some of those sponsors. And I'm trying to find my list here so I can give you a better idea, because I can't remember all of them because I'm getting old.
Yes, sir.
Some of my papers blew away, and Jason Brooks, kind enough to help me with somebody also from Thorsby. Well, you know, and the reason I brought that up, Coach Shearer, is Thorsby fouls another one away. The reason I brought that up is because yesterday we mentioned some people to thank for Coach Matt Collier.
Sure.
Who actually gave money to help them on a trip, you know, with their food and their
That's
lodging.
Right.
And of course, Radio Alabama was one of those. And I don't want to name them because I'm sure I'll forget somebody, but I know you want to thank all of them, you know, as a whole, because
Certainly.
You cannot have a program without sponsors.
Not at all. It costs money to run these programs. And you know as well as I do, a lot of that money does not come from the state. You know, you have
No.
a little bit of money here and there. Once you make it to the playoffs, there's a little bit of money for umpires and stuff like that. We don't have to pay for those, so that saves us a lot when we get there. But I mean, just for me to play a varsity JV doubleheader during the season, it's $380.
Well,
for umpires.
And here's the thing. There's a short fly ball into center field. B.B. Comer will not get to it, and that's a base hit for Addie Wood. And I got to tell you, actually, that was Gracie Hewins, as there's one out in the inning. Here's the thing with me, and a lot of people don't understand this, Coach Shearer. We had to pay over $100 to broadcast
right. This
tournament. When you get to state level, and state level is area tournaments, regional tournaments, the baseball playoffs last night, you know. So people don't understand, well, why don't you cover this, and why don't you cover this? And there's a fly ball at first base that's put away, and that is out number two here in the fourth inning for Thorsby, and that'll go back to the top of the order, and Brooklyn Reeser with a runner on at first, and two outs. We have to do those things too, so when people ask, we have to have sponsors just like everybody else, and we couldn't do it without them. You hear them in the commercials here, so it is very understandable from us at the radio station how you have to have those to make the world go around,
certainly,
so to speak.
Certainly. And look, we have a ton of sponsors, and they support us fully. And you know, we put their fence signs up, and some fence signs we put up because they donate stuff to us. Some fence signs we put up because they purchase them, and we try to make sure we have all that stuff done. And then, you know, for a little bit of extra fee, they can get mentioned on Facebook posts and that kind of thing. Ashley Jones, one of my assistants, actually runs our social media stuff because, Lord knows, as a teacher and a coach, I don't have time, and I'd forget to do it.
And she advertises with us as well.
That's right.
Well, there was a single, long single by Brooklyn Reeser. The throw came home. The run scored by Hewins, and Reeser got all the way to third, so it's 14-0, and she stands at third with two outs now for Jim Broney. They'll throw back behind her. Not in time. I've enjoyed talking with Coach Shearer from Fayetteville, and he's just here watching. And how many kids, when I say kids, how many teenagers from these ball clubs, school clubs, play travel ball? So they know each other.
Yeah, I mean, if I know on my team alone, I don't have a ton that play travel ball. I've got four or five. I know a lot of Thorsby's probably does, and I'm sure a few of Comer's do. Silicaga's got several that do.
Yeah.
Childersburg has a few. But, you know, a lot of times we're going into seasons, and we've got kids that ain't touched a softball since last softball season. And a lot of that is just our area of play, right? Because Talladega County, a lot of them go, especially high school kids, they'll go work and they'll go do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't think about softball until it's softball season. Now, the last couple of years, and I don't know how much Coach Phillips did at Fayetteville when he was there with summer workouts, but Coach Collier and me and Coach Moore and Coach MacArthur and Kim White, who does cheer, you know, we're all, and even Coach Limbaugh, we're all putting in summer workout programs so that we can get our kids faster and stronger.
Yep.
And we're trying to get our kids to understand that you don't necessarily have to play softball or baseball or football or basketball year-round or cheer year-round or whatever the case may be, but you do need to try to stay in some semblance of shape, and you do need to try to get stronger and faster in those things.
You know, and at the 1A level especially, you got kids that most of them play two and three sports.
Right.
They have to.
Yes.
You know, especially with basketball being in there in the middle. And Coach Matt Moore does a great job with y'all's basketball program, and you got one of our old favorites, old Al Barnett,
that's
down
right
there to do the girls program. And
if
you can't learn basketball under Al, something's wrong with you.
We're trying to learn at that point.
He had a young team. They'll be back and be better. But things on the upswing at Fayetteville. And, of course, this game here, 14-0, as Comer comes up in the top of the fifth trailing to Thorsby. So this one probably going to be over with after three outs here, I would think. And
well, we thought that last time.
Yeah.
So.
But, Coach, I appreciate you stepping in here and joining me. And good luck on Monday. And as y'all go to Woodland.
That's right. Hopefully it's going to be a successful endeavor for us. That's what we're all hoping for. I shouldn't say hoping for. That's what we're all expecting.
Right.
And I have a bad habit of telling people that I'm hoping for this and I'm hoping for that. But when I talk to my girls, I tell them that this is our expectation.
Right.
It's not a hope. It's not a desire. It's what I expect out of you.
Well, and I want to ask you this. I haven't even looked. What's the weather supposed to be like Monday?
As of yesterday, it was supposed to be okay.
I mean,
it's supposed to be about 82 degrees, and, you know, that Woodland don't have a lot of trees where those fields are, so it's going to be warm.
Not a lot of chance of rain, I hope.
Not that I saw, but, you know, that changes hourly here, so.
You know, we were, like I said, in Florella.
Right.
Didn't get home to 10, man, and I tell you, they told me this morning that a ton of rain had fallen here yesterday and last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, I live about 2 minutes from this ball field.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I live right over in the old Indian Hills subdivision.
Okay.
So, essentially, just right across Plant Road. But, yeah, it dumped last night for about an hour, hour and a half, and it was pretty steady and pretty hard.
2-1 now on B.B. Comer's Natalie Price is getting ready to try and get this tournament concluded as – Thorsby up 14-0 here.
I actually came over here at 10 this morning. I talked to Coach Mazzell. He and I coached JV ball together at Childersburg when I was over here teaching.
Yeah.
And I had him send me the bracket, and I showed up at 10 this morning. There was nobody here. Saw Coach Latast out here trying to get the field ready. And I asked one of the parents, I said, hey, did they move the games? He said, yeah. He said they start at 12-4. So I came back over. If I had anything else to go do, I probably wouldn't have come back. But, you know, with it being Saturday, it's probably my one day off as a coach this week. So,
yeah. And I'm surprised you don't have a lot of things to do personally, too.
Oh, I do.
I'm sure you do. But as B.B. Comer has a runner on now and Cook at the plate.
But the best thing that I have is an understanding wife, so she lets me come do these little things and doesn't stay mad at me very long.
Well, and I will tell you this, too. There's a ground ball back to the mound. They'll go to second, and they'll get one there, a little collision there between the runner and the shortstop, so the fielder's choice will be out number one. But, you know, all coaches, when I interview them, all coaches will tell me that they could not coach unless they had the best person assistant-wise, volunteer-wise, is their wife.
Absolutely.
You know, I know Coach Limbaugh's told me several times he could not do what he does without Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being who she is to him and to the school. And she works just as hard as he does.
100%.
You know?
And, look, she facilitates a lot of him being able to go do stuff.
Absolutely. Like
she handles a lot of stuff so that he doesn't have to, so that he can go be that athletic director and coach.
Ground ball back to the pitcher again. This time she'll go to first, so two outs in the inning, and that'll bring back Holly to the plate. Two outs now here in the top of the fifth inning. B.B. Comer probably going to lose his first game here of the tournament in softball, the area tournament. Baseball pretty much over with for everybody in the county. And I'll say it again, congratulations to Coach Matt Collier and his Wolves on a great season, 21-12 now on the year. And you know what? They made it further than anybody in the county with baseball. Only three teams out of eight teams in this county making the baseball playoffs. So congratulations to Coach Collier and the Wolves. There's a swing and a miss by Holly. So maybe Comer down to their last strike here.
Comer's got a little fight in him. Maybe they'll make it interesting here for a minute.
Cook on its second. Holly at the plate. Swing and a miss. And there is strike three. So that'll do it, I think, for this one.
Yeah, they're lining up now.
Well, Coach Scherer, I certainly appreciate you stepping in with me today, man. Anytime.
All right.
Anytime. And we'll have the Fayetteville Lady Wolves on here before long. And if we can't get to Woodland on Monday, I know we've got Sylacauga's area tournament and other things we've got going on Monday.
Right.
But we'll definitely be down in Montgomery.
Awesome. I hope I see y'all there, and I hope we all got bells on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Coach Scherer here from Della Whitworth Field. And, of course, we'll be back. I'm going to probably send this back right now to our station as we get some music playing in between games here, hopefully, and we'll have Childersburg and Thorsby coming up here in just a few minutes. They'll get the field ready. Childersburg will take some infield, and we'll be ready to go. So right now, let's send it back to Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3, and we'll have some music for you, and we'll come back with game two of this Area 8 tournament here at Della Whitworth Field.